Hello, today is December 11th, 2014. This is my journal for the week of December 8th, 2014 through the 11th. I worked on a lot of stuff this week. I tried to do less of a scattered approach and more of a work on things for several hours block. On Tuesday, I worked on the remains, and I got several hours of that written, but I ran into a problem when I researched what plants were and were not edible, and I got sucked into reading a bunch of articles on a website that had an article about that. Especially, like, a series of articles about how satisfying it is to work skilled labor or blue-collar jobs. And, that was pretty interesting, but I still didn't buy it. The person was really trashing, it seemed like they were very critical of universities and, white-collar work, and really positive towards blue-collar work, talking about how, like, the median for blue-collar work is more, even though the ceiling is lower for pay, and how people seem very satisfied with their jobs. And this is great and everything, but I didn't see the author of the blog stopping their blog and going out and becoming a plumber, I do think that blue-collar work has a lot of positives, like not being able to be outsourced, and, like it said, a lot of job openings, and it does pay really well as long as you get the proper training. And if you're not someone who's into school, I do think we shouldn't pressure people to go to university if that's not their thing. If that's not their thing and they just want to, work with their hands and be done with the work when they're done with work and not live and breathe work, those jobs can be really satisfying. But I don't know, even the author of the blog himself did suddenly decide to close up his blog and go do that instead. I also did a speed paint for the Speed Paint Daily on DeviantArt. I did one for hair. I practiced blonde hair, which I've always struggled with, and I'm still struggling with. I want to figure out how to do blonde hair, because my main characters in my, comic, one of the ones I'm working on, are blonde. I also listened to, what was I doing? I was drawing something while I was listening to an interview with, the lead character artist on World of Warcraft at Blizzard, who is Tyson Murphy. And he talked about several things in that interview which were really interesting. One of them was how he got into Blizzard. It was basically 3 internships, so really what happened is he got set up at a really good university, and when he first got to university, he had the skill set to get the internship. So that's really cool. And he also talked about how, you always hear don't compare yourself to your classmates. What he means is don't compare yourself to your classmates, compare yourself to professional artists, which, is a mistake I often made. I often compared myself to my classmates when what I should have been doing is looking forward and realizing that I would not be at the place I needed to be at with my current workflow, with my current skill level, if I wanted to be competitive. I'm still not professional, and I feel like if I would have realized that in 2009, instead of just going, I'm doing pretty good, I'm like one of the best 3 in the class, I would have realized that I needed to work a lot harder. And this probably would have been a very different journal right now, if I hadn't just seen something upsetting before it, but I'm not going to talk about it, because every time I try to talk about it, my brain just goes into rage mode, and I end up just spewing emotion, so I'm just gonna ignore that. But that's why I sound so down right now, which is probably coloring all my perceptions and observations for the week, which if I would have done this 20 minutes ago would have been very positive perceptions, but now they'll be cast in a dim light. But anyways, back to comparing yourself to people in your classroom, and this really came to light to me recently because I stopped by the comic shop to fill out an entry form for a contest because my husband heard about it on the radio. And at the comic shop, that was pretty cool. I've been to a couple of them. This one was a sports shop comic collectible hybrid. It was kind of weird. But they had a bunch of local comics on the wall, and I bought like 2 of them. I took them home, and I read them. I was like, wow, I can draw pretty good. Like, I think I can probably draw better than this. And that's what I've been doing is, comparing myself to the local thing, but that's not good enough. This isn't a world-level art scene, and because I always compared myself to local talents, or to my classmates, or to whatever environment, my friends, I never realized how inadequate my artwork really was, and how hard I would have to practice to make up for that lack of ability. And now I would have been in a much better place if I would have been looking towards the pros. Maybe if I would have heard Tyson Murphy's interview, I would have realized that I wasn't quite where I needed to be yet, and I had a lot of work to do. On Wednesday, I finished listening to Pillar in the Sky, the audiobook, while I worked. And it was really awesome. Pillar in the Sky is an interesting book. It's a sci-fi book. Near future. And the one thing I liked about it is that the people in it weren't real, right? They weren't realistic people. But not in the same way that, like, why am I spacing his name? I'm gonna get murdered for this. Well, the author of freaking Red Shirts, his characters aren't realistic either. But they're not realistic for the sake of humor. This guy's characters aren't realistic in Pillar of the Sky. Instead, they're the way that they should be. Like, humans in that book are the way that humans should be, not the disgusting, lying, two-faced people that they actually are in real life. Of course, not everyone's like that, but everyone has that potential. And in this book, you actually had people that were idealized and more pure, honest, selfless than I would really believe someone would be. But it wasn't exactly a bad experience. It was an enjoyable experience to have this, to know that whenever I put that book back on, my main characters weren't going to betray and hurt me. Which is something that sometimes happens in books. You get into it, you're starting to listen, and then they do something that you're like, whoa, you know? I feel like if you were my friend, I would have to leave now. So if you are into that, then Pillar in the Sky, or Pillar to the Sky? No, it's Pillar in the Sky, I think. I'll link to it. It's a pretty interesting book to check out. And the narration on it's pretty solid. I also got a comment from one of my YouTube friends, Olen Ivanyatsky. Okay, give me a second. Olen Ivanyatsky. Ivanyatsky, I think? She's probably not going to listen to this, but she asked me, she looked at one of my videos, and it was one with Kite Kat, and she was like, why does the kitten keep hold of the kite? What does this mean? Is it a symbol for beauty? And I was like, oh my goodness, someone is looking at my stupid cats doing people things paintings. And she was like, what does it mean? And I was like, oh, I just got asked for an artist statement. And I actually came up with one really easily. I thought about it for a couple minutes and I was like, well, the thing about this series of paintings, illustrations, whatever, is that it's about the soft, cute innocence of cats in humor situations. Now, they're not drawn like real cats with real cat anatomy. They have no claws. They're drawn more like stuffed animals. They have unusual facial proportions. Because real cats have a predatory sense, you know, that mammalian thing that makes them sensual, violent, and intelligent, and sweet and cuddly. These cats that I do in my paintings are all about the cheerful emotions, so I've removed all that visceralness from them. And, you know, in this particular picture, it's supposed to be about, like, a summery, carefree feeling. And she was like, thank you, you know, right now where I'm living, it's very cold, there's not enough sunlight during the day, and I want to think of summer as much as possible. Please keep making paintings about your emotions. And I was like, man, you know, what a great exchange. You know, that was really cool. And so, thank you, Olin, for your comment. That was really awesome. I tried out my scanner this week, and I scanned in over 300 comics pages over 2 hours while cleaning the kitchen. It has an auto feeder, which is the most amazing feature ever. Like, if you've never had a scanner with an auto feeder, you need one. And, like, I know you guys all probably have one, because you're all, like, so far ahead of me. But, oh my goodness, I could not believe it was so cool. I kept freaking out about it the entire time I was working on it. So, yeah, and I also tried to, today, print out one of my issues to test out the printing function, and I'm realizing I'm really struggling with how to collate and arrange pages. Is that the right word? Like, I tried arranging them following a tutorial I found online, but they came out all crazy wonky. I had to toss out the entire set. So I thought the next thing I had to do was letter some pages, but first I gotta figure out how I'm gonna put them down in what order. And I looked up a tutorial, but I didn't follow it right, so I'm gonna look up another one. And I'm trying to arrange them in Illustrator to print at home and staple. So we'll see what happens. Let's see, what else did I do? I worked on drawing the fourth element for about 2 to 3 hours today, and the rest of the day I spent, like I said, trying to work on that printing. And I also watched a really interesting video from Steven Silver about what's missing in animation portfolios that he noticed at CTNX. So I want to link to that, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, thank you for listening. Bye!